Good evening, and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN Community Radio. Our presentation tonight is part three of Remember When, written by Darren Abersold and directed by John Welsh.
If you will think back to Act Two, Clyde and Hal had their covers pulled with regards to their supposed senility. It turns out they have hatched a scheme to hook up Maggie and Steve.
Jeff, you'll never believe me.
Hey, what are you doing back?
Oh, I think I'm in love.
What are you talking about?
But she's the one.
What one?
The one. You know, the one Hal was talking about.
Dude, you need to back up a little bit.
Weren't you listening? Hal was talking about when he met his wife. He said you just know. I know. She's the one.
You're in love with Hal's dead wife?
What? No! Maggie. It's Maggie, Jeff. She's the one.
You just left a couple hours ago. How could you fall in love helping an old man back to his home?
I don't know, but she's the one.
Well, that must have been some walk.
You ain't just whistling Dixie, buddy. It was a great walk.
Is Hal okay?
Oh, shoot. He was walking fine within a block. Huh. I didn't really think about it until just now. He got better pretty quick. Anyway, he and Clyde kind of walked on ahead, and Maggie and I just walked alone together, and she's amazing, Jeff.
Wait a minute. The home is only a few blocks away. Where have you been for the last couple hours? Hey, if you and Maggie hooked up last night, you better just leave right now.
Oh, no. Really, Jeff? You think I'd do something like that?
I don't know. I really just met you.
Well, buddy, that's not what happened. It turns out she's off after she gets the guys home. At her request, I stayed until she got done, and then I walked her home. It was awesome. We talked like we were old friends. I told her all about me, and she told me all about her. You know, she was really hurt by her last boyfriend. She said she's been having a hard time trusting after that.
I thought you had to be senile to get that kind of information.
What?
Oh, nothing. Don't you think you should slow down a little?
Well, shoot, Jeff. I didn't ask her to marry me, for crying out loud.
You know, I've known Maggie for a while now. She's not the kind of lady you can mess with. She's a class act, deserves to be treated right.
Well, I thought you'd be happy for me. And Maggie. If I knew I was going to get the third degree, I'd have just gone home.
No, I'm happy for you. And Maggie. She deserves a good guy. You know, Hal and Clyde were right.
Well, thanks. Wait. What?
What?
What did you mean, Hal and Clyde were right?
Nothing.
No way, man. What did you mean?
You know, it's getting late. My wife's expecting me home soon.
Jeff?
Look, just go home, enjoy your new possibilities. Come in tomorrow and talk to the guys. I'm sure they'll know all about it by then.
Well, Maggie might tell them, but they won't remember.
Yep, just a couple senile old men.
Right? They are senile, right?
Hey, Jeff, set us up around. We got a lot to talk about.
Name's Jim, Hal.
There's no time for jokes, boy.
Well, okay then. What's up? I thought after pulling off last night's masterpiece, you two would be on top of the world.
We're in a pickle, Jeff.
What kind of pickle?
Yeah, the kind of pickle that doesn't know what we're going to do kind of pickle.
About what?
Steve and Maggie.
What about Steve and Maggie? Steve came back here last night after walking her home. That boy was all Twitter-pated.
Yeah, I know. Heard all about it. She feels the same way.
Then what's the problem?
Well, heck, boy, we can't keep up this act forever.
Now what do we do? When Maggie and Steve find out what we did, they'll never speak to us again.
Well, fellas, that was a chance you took going in.
Well, we didn't think that far ahead. Now we're in so deep we can't even see daylight.
How did we get ourselves in such a mess?
You know, all we wanted to do was come down here and have a little fun. It just got out of hand. I mean, it really got out of hand.
What are we gonna do?
Well, I'm sure we can figure something out, but it's going to have to be fast.
Yeah, I know.
No, I mean real fast.
Why?
I think Steve, well, he might know.
Know what? You mean he knows?
I think he might suspect.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, when he came back last night, we got to talking. I might have accidentally said something that might have led him to believe there might be more to you, too, than meets the eye.
What'd you say?
Well, nothing directly.
Spill it, Jeff.
All I said was Maggie deserves a good guy like you, and Hal and Clyde were right. I think he kind of picked up on that last part.
Well, I guess he would. You might as well have just wrote it up there on the specials board. Hal, are you two related? Because that boy can't keep a secret any better than you can.
I don't think so.
Uncle Hal?
Great. You think we're in a bind before, now it's looking more like a hangman's noose.
Oh, heck, Clyde, don't put your face in the mud quite yet. He may not suspect a thing.
You better hope not. Because if this thing goes pear-shaped, we're both going to be in a world of hurt.
Hey, Steve, you get any sleep last night? You were pretty wound up.
Oh, not much. Yeah, I went back to her apartment last night after I left here.
You did what?
Yeah, I figured I might as well get while the getting's good, if you know what I mean.
You got yourself a lady friend there, fella?
Well, stranger, I don't know if I'd call her a lady friend, more like a play toy.
A play toy? Now, wait a minute, what's gotten into you?
Nothing. Just out doing a bit of prowling, if you know what I mean.
I think I do know what you mean, and I don't like it.
What? Can't a guy have a little fun around here?
No, not with our Maggie, he can't.
I knew it. You two aren't senile. You remember every bit of last night, don't you?
What are you talking about, son?
No, don't you son me, Clyde. You know my name. What the heck is going on with you two?
Well, you did it again, Hal. What are you going to do now, fight Steve for Maggie's honor?
If I have to.
Wait a minute. I want to know what you did to Maggie.
Oh, come on, guys. Calm down. Jeff, I didn't go back to her place after I talked to you. I wouldn't do that to Maggie. I just said that to rat out these two shysters.
Well, you fooled me. That was good acting, boy. Now I don't have to fight you.
Well, I still haven't gotten an answer. What kind of game are you two playing?
Okay, it's time we came clean.
You see, it all started with a lady at the home.
She overheard us talking one day, and well, that's about the size of it.
You're real sorry, Steve. We can see now that there were a few flaws in our plan.
But you did get to meet Maggie.
Yeah, how mad can you be at us after we introduced you to...
Guys, I'm not mad. What you two did was brilliant.
That's what I said.
Oh, that must have kept you two really busy.
Well, that was kind of the idea. It kept us busy.
Yeah, we were living again, making memories that we could talk about when we really get old.
But whatever made you think that nobody would want to hear about your adventures?
That's what I said.
Well, I don't know. Just never thought anybody would.
Well, I loved hearing them.
That's what I said.
Maggie wasn't the only reason I came back to this bar.
Well, you got a bigger problem now.
What?
Maggie. Steve here got to listen to a few stories and meet the girl of his dreams. But Maggie, not only have you two been basically lying to her for every day for months, but she really opened up to you, kind of in confidence. She might not be so fast to forgive you guys.
Mm. Tell you what, boys. When Maggie comes in tonight, I'll find a way to break the news to her for you. But maybe she'll take it better coming from me.
Why would you do that?
Well, you two are the reason Maggie and I met in the first place. It's the least I can do.
Well, thanks, Steve, but I think we better handle this one on our own.
Yeah, we got ourselves into this mess. We'll find a way out.
You sure?
Yeah, we need to man up. Do the right thing.
Yeah, we'll find our way, our own way out of this briar patch.
Maggie, what are you doing here so early?
Oh, it was slow this afternoon, so I asked if I could get off early. And I wanted to come and see this guy.
Well, this is a nice surprise. You sure your boss was okay with it?
Sure. I told her that I would get the boys home for supper. Besides, I wanted to come down and see what those two do all afternoon.
Well, you're looking at it.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Are they always this quiet?
No, they aren't.
Well, is there something wrong? What's up, guys? Are you two okay?
Well, you see, it's like this. I'm not quite sure where to start. First, let me say...
What Clyde is trying to say is, you see, I think Steve has something he'd like to tell you.
What?
Well, what is it? What's going on?
I was just pushed under the bus, that's what.
What is it, Steve?
Maggie, I'm not quite sure how to tell you this.
Oh, God, you're married.
What? No, wait, let me explain.
I knew it was too good to be true. You guys are all the same. How could I have been so stupid?
Maggie, I'm not married.
Well, then what's going on? Jeff, maybe you could tell me.
Oh, no. I'm just the bartender.
Just the bartender? How can you say you're just the bartender?
Yeah, what's that all about?
You two said you were going to tell her. Why did it get dumped on me?
Look, I wasn't part of this thing until...
Well, you knew all about this, Jeff.
Just yesterday, and you told me you'd tell her.
I offered to tell her, and you both said no.
Stop it! Now somebody, just one... Better get to explaining what the heck is going on.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, better let me, buddy. It was my idea in the first place.
No, I was the one who came up with this cockamamie idea. I'll do it.
Well, come on, guys. I don't care who came up with the idea. I just want to know what it is.
Honey, we haven't been very honest with you the last few months. You see, we aren't as senile as we might have had you believe. And in fact, we're not really senile at all.
Oh, okay. So you two have been pretending to be senile. What's the big deal? I put up with worse than that. Oh, my God. You're not senile? All those things I told you? Do you remember everything I told you? Everything? I only told you those things because I thought you'd forget them. How could you let me keep going, telling you all my deepest fears? Why? That's not fair. How could you do that to me? I trusted you, Clyde.
Maggie, the guys didn't do it to hurt you. They just got caught up in something that got out of hand.
You knew about this?
Well, no. Well, I mean, just since...
Can't believe this. Why did you guys do this to me? What did I ever do to you to make you do something so horrible?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Yeah, any luck with Maggie?
Not really. I think she's starting to come around, to me at least. She's still really mad at the guys.
Wow. It's been almost a week. I haven't seen her or the guys down here at all.
Yeah, she's still pretty hurt. When she finally took my call, she seemed to understand that I was a latecomer to all this. I also told her that I didn't care what the circumstances. I was just glad that I got to meet her, and that I hoped it wasn't all for nothing.
Well, that would have worked for me. Want to go out sometime?
Not funny, man. Well, okay, it was a little funny, but no.
Well, it sounds like she's starting to soften a bit. I'm sure she'll realize that she's lucky to have you in her life.
Thanks, man.
Well, that's my job. Bartender, therapist, what's the difference?
So, that shot of whiskey, who really sent that?
Yeah, about that. That was Clyde's idea. He said you'd need a shot of courage later that night.
So there wasn't really a note, was there?
No, sorry, buddy. That was the best I could come up with on the spot.
He was probably right. I'm not sure I'd have ever had the nerve to say the things I said to her without it. She is so far out of my league.
Oh, quit it. You're a good guy, and I agree with the guys. You're a good fit for her.
I really like her, Jeff. We really hit it off that night on the walk home, and she kissed me on the cheek when she walked in, and I know she liked me, too.
You've done all you can do. Give her some time. She'll come around.
And I hope so.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no, you don't, Maggie Gay. You get in here.
Well, sorry, Steve. I didn't know you were going to be here.
Well, that's okay. Come sit down.
What can I get you, Maggie?
Well, how about a shot of truth?
How about a beer and a couple of friends?
Well, I could really use that. And a beer.
You know, I don't get paid enough to be a counselor, but for you two, I'll make an exception.
All I wanted...
Nope. You wouldn't have come down here if you didn't want my advice, so let me talk. That guy sitting next to you didn't have anything to do with what Hal and Clyde did. The only thing he's guilty of is wanting to meet the most beautiful girl he had ever seen. The guys had him as fooled as they did you.
If you'll just let me...
Nope. Listen. Any feelings he had for you or you for him were as real as me standing here.
Wow.
Well, okay then, you're welcome.
Well, if you would have just let me talk, Jeff, I would have told you that I figured it out.
Oh, please do tell. Figured what out?
Steve, you couldn't have known about what the guys did. The timing just didn't add up.
Well, why didn't you just say that when you came in?
Whatever. Well, I came down here to talk to Jeff, not to ask him what I should do, but rather to ask him how I could get you back. I thought I really blew it with you.
Well?
Well, what?
Do you want to know how to get him back?
Oh, I think I can figure that one out all by myself.
Yep, that works for me.
You're welcome again. Okay, Maggie, what about the guys?
Well, they never should have.
Maggie, you need to listen. Those two men love you more than you know.
Love me? How could they?
Stop. Please let me tell you what really happened.
I know what happened. They lied to me.
Please listen to me, Maggie.
Maggie, please, just listen.
How long have you known the guys before they started coming down to the bar?
Well, I knew them about a month. Then I was asked to come and get them at the bar every night.
Do you think they were happy when you met them?
Well, no, not really. They always seemed to be bored, just sitting around talking.
Exactly. They told me they were bored out of their minds.
So?
Maggie, you know the kind of life those two led, always full of adventure and fun? Just think how you would feel if you went from that to being told what to do all the time, and then not liking what there was to do when you were told to do it.
So they decided to play a dirty trick on me. Why should I forgive them for that?
No, babe, that's not it. They didn't mean to hurt you.
Maggie, we can't make you forgive them, but at least let us tell you the truth about what happened. Isn't that what you asked for when you came in tonight?
Well, yeah, Jeff. I want the truth.
Okay, here it is. The guys wanted to tell their stories, but didn't think anybody would want to listen to them. So they came up with this senile idea just to put a twist on their lives so people might listen.
Then at some point they said that you started thinking they were senile as well.
Well, that's the way they acted sometimes.
You know, they never asked you to tell them about how lonely you were. That was your decision. You shouldn't blame them for that. Then Steve came in. The guys took an instant liking to him. Figured he'd be the perfect guy for you.
Maggie, even though it seems they were deceitful and mean to you, they only wanted to help. They wanted you to be happy.
Those two guys would give their left arm to see you happy. I bet it's killing them to think you hate them now.
I don't hate them. I love those guys. I guess that's why it hurts so much to think of what they did.
This whole thing just spun out of control. Started out as a fun way for a couple old men to enjoy life again.
And that part was amazing.
Yeah, it was. But it blew up into a whole lot of something it never should have. But what happened in the end, there's no doubt they did for you, for your happiness.
But I told them things I've never told anyone. It's so embarrassing.
Don't be embarrassed. If you wouldn't have opened up like that, they never would have introduced us. I can't tell you how happy I am that they got caught up in this little trap. I got to meet the girl of my dreams, and I don't care how it happened.
Maggie, I'm no counselor.
Well...
Oh, okay, not an official counselor. But it sounds like you needed to open up to someone. Aren't you glad it was a couple old guys that love you enough to do something about it?
Well, if you put it that way, it seems like I'm the schmuck for treating them the way I did.
Well, don't beat yourself up. I guarantee if you go to them tomorrow, talk it out, they'll be on top of the world.
I think what hurt most was that I was hurt by the only two people in this world that I really cared about.
Well, guess I'm just chopped liver.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm just going to go eat worms.
Well, come on, guys. You know what I mean.
So, Maggie, that's the truth.
Yeah, wow. I kind of feel like I'm the one that needs to apologize.
No. Like Jeff said, they're going to be so glad just to have you back in their lives.
Okay, then. While we're on the subject, I have an idea. Check out this poster I made.
Oh, my God.
Jeff? Dude, that's brilliant.
Maggie, do you think you can get them down here Thursday?
Oh, yeah. They'll be here.
What the hell? What are all these people doing here?
I don't know. Maybe you should go ask Jeff.
Hello, everyone.
There they are.
Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
These people are here for you, both of you.
Why?
Here's a beer, boys. This round's on me.
Another notch.
Okay, guys, here's the mic.
What's that for?
It's for you guys.
For what?
Hey, for this. Give me that mic. I haven't sang since eighth grade. Moon River, wider than a mile.
Hold on there, big guy, not so fast.
Now, Jeff, really, what are all these people doing here?
They're here to listen to you guys.
Listen to what?
Your stories. They want to hear about your lives.
Who told them?
Who cares? I want to sing. Give me the mic. Heaven, I'm in heaven.
Now, Clyde, stop it. For crying out loud, you might be in heaven, but you're putting these poor folks through hell.
When you guys left the bar last week after the big blowout, I just knew something would be missing. So I decided to do something about it. If you guys want, I'd like you to come down every Tuesday and Thursday night and tell the stories to the people. So what do you say?
Well, I guess I could clear a couple hours out of my schedule.
I'm in. How's this going to go down?
Friends, the two men standing here beside me have led the most amazing lives. Lives worth celebrating. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So grab a drink, settle in, and listen to the lives of Hal and Clyde.
Well, Hal, what should we start with?
I don't know.
How about the Storm of 33? Tell us about the Storm of 33.
Yeah, that's a good one. Friends, let me tell you of the big storm of 1933. Nobody thought it'd get as bad as it did. 7 feet the first week, then 3 or 4 the next. People were having to dig their way out of their homes.
You think we should ask them about Lacey Gibbons?
You have been listening to Remember When, Part 3. Written by Darren Ebersold. Our featured voices were those of John Welsh, Charlie Finkel, Jim Dowling, Ian Dalzell, and Laura Christensen. The director was John Welsh. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we have had to cancel all of our usual spring fundraising activities. Please consider making a donation at this time to help us stay on the air. Go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96084. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.
It's high time you said goodbye to the pickup.
But honey, it's got sentimental value. Our very first date was in that truck.
I might feel different if we still drove it once in a while. If it wasn't sitting out there like a 2-ton yard ornament.
Gosh, I didn't know you felt that way.
Jeff, we need to give that truck a new life with someone else.
I'm going to need some time, you know, to think about it.
8 years is plenty. We're getting rid of the truck.
To who?
KKRN.
KKRN? The radio station?
As a donation.
I don't know. Since when do we donate things?
You always said you loved community radio. Well, it's donations that keep them on the air. Nothing's free in this world. This is our chance to do our part.
Well, I do like the station, but give them a truck?
Truck, car, motorhome, motorcycle, you name it, long as it runs okay. And the best part, Jeff, it'll help with our taxes.
Sounds complicated.
No, couldn't be easier. Just go to careasy.org or call 855-500-7433. They'll come and take it away, assess its value, and when you and I get to itemizing our taxes, we'll get a nice tax credit.
Hold on. You're saying we'll spend less on taxes?
Yes, and we'll help KKRN stay on the air.
Where's the phone?
Your lap.
Give me that number we call again.
That's 855-500-7433. Or go to careasy.org.
Hey, how's the script coming?
Oh, pretty well. I hope to have a final draft done today.
Super! Our dinner theater shows have gone so well, I am really looking forward to trying Pancake Breakfast Theater.
Oh, me too. It's a great way to kick off this fundraiser. Something a little different.
Live music and theater with breakfast. It's gonna be great.
Howdy. How's it going?
Fine. Hey, what's up with that glum face?
We can't do it.
What? Say again?
The pancake breakfast. County Health says no public gatherings for the purpose of fundraising.
Oh, not allowed.
Yeah, sorry to be the carrier of bummer news, but that is the story. No can do.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I was so looking forward to getting together with our supporters and spreading some love.
Not to mention those homemade pancakes.
Chalk another one up for 2020.
Well, on the bright side, we will be more than ready to go for our live show, when we have one.
Yeah, but I'm still disappointed.
Let's just hope our supporters understand and continue to support KKRN through these troubled times.
Yeah, the station's finances are a little dreary right now. Times are hard for lots of folks. Income may be down, but expenses sure aren't.
We just have to keep the faith. Our KKRN family will continue to find value in what we do and contribute what they comfortably can.
That include my old car?
Oh, you bet. If you have a car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, well, you can donate. That'll help. And there's no cash out of pocket for the person who donates. All you have to do is go to careasy.org to get details on how to donate.
Well, listeners and underwriters have kept us on the air for the past 9 years, and I'm sure they will step up as they always have to keep KKRN viable and broadcasting.